Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. Our social post of the week comes from social media mogul Andrew Hawkins. And this, Nathan, is unbelievable to watch this. Check out some of the fancy footwork. This video has been seen by 28 million people. This is truly amazing. Look at his footwork there, Nathan.
It's outrageous. His feet are light, and he's got the moves. 28 million people touched by this video. Those are Taylor Swift numbers, Andy.
I don't think Andrew Hawkins and Taylor Swift at the same time, but, man, he's got some fancy footwork there. There's no doubt about it. All right, so, crazy week for off-season workouts and just everybody getting their work in this week. I mean, really an enjoyable week.
It's great.
To get back to football.
Yeah, you feel like football's in the air. The field is painted. There are people out there playing and practicing. The rookies putting a lot of work the last few days, trying to impress the coaches, trying to earn spots in OTAs. Other guys battling for their lives to try to get invited to training camp and have a chance really to make this 53.
But it's also a big deal for strength and conditioning. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, you got to get in shape. That's what it's all about. Get ready for the rigors of a big season.
Paul Ricci being able to do what he needs to do with these guys and get them lifting. But, I mean, these guys are always lifting. It's not like the old days, like baseball spring training. Guys would come in fat, out of shape. It's the same thing for football. These guys used to have two jobs. Now their job all year is to stay in shape.
Get in shape, be in condition. Justin Gilbert's been tweeting out pictures of himself. He's in fantastic condition. It's a state-of-the-art facility that the Browns have. They're employing new methods. Paul Ricci at the head of that program to make sure these guys are fit and ready to rock and roll come Sundays.
All right, give us your prediction. It is prediction time for you, so give us your weekly prediction.
All right, I think the Browns, when you look at the depth chart now with the talent on the defensive line and in the defensive backfield, somebody's going to come a-calling. The Browns will make at least one trade before training camp with a good name player because they just have so much depth.
What are they going to bring back? That's my question.
Could be a future draft pick, could be a player, could be a wide receiver. Who knows?
All right, I'm going to go baseball for my prediction of this. And, you know, it's been a slow start for the Indians. I'm going to say by the end of the month, the confidence level will go up, the health will be a little bit better, and pitching is going to turn things around. I'm not going to say they're going to be in first place, but the Indians are going to have a little bit of a better run here towards the end of the
month. Let's hope so.
It can't get much. I don't want to say it can't get much worse, but it can't get much worse.
Mm-mm.
All right. So many things to do in so little time. Dog Pound, thanks for joining us this week. If you want a chance to win two tickets to FanFest, visit clevelandbrowns.com/BrownsTV and enter the keyword FEST. My friend, it is time to take us home.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. And remember, we bark together in the Dog Pound Report. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.